This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Yeah, just a quick reminder, we do have Brian Kilmeade coming to town March 22nd, and he's going to be out at the factory in Chesterfield. We are so looking forward to having Brian back. You can still get VIP opportunities where a bunch of us, including me, Annie, Mark, will all be out there. We're going to be in the VIP greeting room ahead of the show at the factory. If you've already got tickets, you can buy an add-on for the VIP. And if not, you can still go online. Go to 971talk.com and find your tickets to Brian Kilmeade for March 22nd.
The great sports mind like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball is really not a hard sport.
It is anchor man, not anchor lady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
Sports, sponsored by McDonald's. Reminding you to round up your total for Ronald McDonald House Charities on your next order.
All right, Tom Ackerman, before we get into Missouri Valley stuff, man, the Oklahoma Sooners looked good from the start of that game last night, didn't they?
Porter Moser, my buddy, coaching the Sooners, former SLU assistant. I love Porter, but not when he's playing Missouri. Yeah, they look good. They opened it up. They scored in their first seven possessions of the game and took a 14-6 lead. I'm not worried about Missouri's offense at all. I mean, they can score and score in bunches, but their defense sometimes, they can get attacked, and that happened last night. But it won't hurt them, really. It might hurt their seeding a touch in the SEC tournament, but Missouri is an NCAA tournament team. They're in. So now, you know, you were playing a desperate team. That's what happens in hoops. Oklahoma's trying to make the tournament. They had to get that one to keep their hopes alive, so they won that, and they're hoping to advance in the SEC tournament and get the committee's attention. But yeah, Mizzou will be fine.
So predictions for this upcoming game on Saturday, Mizzou versus Kentucky. Mark is going to the game.
I've decided I'm going, Tom, because experiences matter more than money. I'm going to go to, it's a great college environment. I said to Kim, regardless of whether we win or lose, and we'll be the underdogs on Mizzou's home court, it's just a great environment, and I love it. I'm going with my son and my buddy Ken, and we're just going to have a great time.
I love the way you put that. Experience is more than money. You know, I say that about my career, actually. I mean, could I be making millions and millions of dollars doing something else? I don't know. Maybe if I had studied, you know, a different course, I don't know, and you know, caught a break here and there. But I have, you know, experiences that will last a lifetime already, and that's worth it to me. I mean, I remember and I feel so many great things, and I can tell stories about being in great buildings, great games, great moments, meeting people. Kentucky, Mizzou is going to be awesome on Saturday, and I hear you, man. Predictions, I say Mizzou will win the game. I think that they will be in a similar situation. They want to finish strong. It's not a game that they must have necessarily, but they definitely want it. They want to finish strong going into the SEC tournament, and Dennis Gates will have them riled up, especially after losing to Oklahoma.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you don't want to go into this. After losing back-to-back games, actually, they lost to Vanderbilt in overtime. Now they lose to Oklahoma. They can't lose this one, and the place will be rocking. It's one of the great places, I think, when Mizzou Arena is full. They have one of the best student sections. It's very steep. You know, it's like they're all like on top of you, and it's a huge student section, and they'll be, you know, they love to shout all kinds of nasty stuff. I mean, it gets
yeah. Mizzou fans
as
like
a Kentucky
that?
Fan, fans get nasty. I know that,
that's funny.
Mizzou fans get really nasty. Actually,
I went to several Mizzou football games as a student, but never a basketball game, which I regret.
I'm in the corner, lower. Bowl in the corner, so I'm hoping I'm not near that student section.
I'm guessing your years there. Oh, they were okay.
08 to 12. I graduated.
Yeah, they were pretty good. Yeah, they were pretty good. I actually went to the Elite Eight in 09. That was Kim English when he was.
I remember Kim English.
That was Mike Anderson's team that went to the Elite Eight. They beat John Calipari in Memphis. I was at the game in Arizona, and then they lost to UConn, to missing a chance to go to the Final Four. And with two more minutes in the game, they probably would have won it. Like, they were, the momentum was all Missouri, but they just ran out of time.
I can't believe you remember all these details after
I was there.
See, talk about experiences. You remember that.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
There you go, Mark.
You know, I just want to thank my mom, my dad. it was such a great experience, though, to be able to do that. So yeah. I have actually credentialed myself for the Final Four, just in case Missouri gets there, because they've never been. Missouri,
really?
Even all the years, you know, that year, Norm Stewart, all of his incredible years, Hall of Fame career, never went to the Final Four. Missouri's never been. So if they were to make it, it would be historic. And I think that, you know, that they're a team that could be a threat. But to be honest with you, all these SEC teams are. I mean, it's a really, really good league. They've all kind of pushed each other around, and now you get to see what they're made of in the NCAA tournament. My guess is we're going to have lots of surprises. We always seem to in the field of 68.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, the committee will stack a ton of SEC and Big Ten teams, especially SEC. But I do look forward to seeing the little guy rise up. And I think, you know, one of those will come out of this Arch Madness tournament. Drake is a phenomenal team. My pick to win Arch Madness is actually Bradley. I think Bradley, from top to bottom, is the most experienced, best team of all of them. But Drake is incredible. And if they end up losing, let's say, in the final to Bradley, both should get into the tournament. I mean, you can't leave Drake out.
They're what, 27-3?
Yeah, wow. It's the number 1 and 2 seed.
I mean, it's just stupid. So if they end up winning, let's say, the first two games, and then they lose in the final, and they're 29-4. You can't leave them out.
No.
Now, the committee, I said that last year, and the committee left Josh Schertz and Indiana State out, which was ridiculous. Indiana State would have beaten half that field, in my estimation, the way they were playing. They went to the NIT final and ended up losing. Anyway, I think it's going to be awesome over there. Enterprise Center, 12 teams. Winning team goes to the NCAA tournament, gets an automatic bid.
And what are you doing over there? Are you?
I'm the host, TV host.
Nice.
So I'll be,
things,
you know,
right?
I'm the one who brings you in. Welcome, blah blah blah. We talk about the bracket. We talk about hype up the matchup and everything. Then we turn it over to play by play. I'll do the halftime, and then between games, I'll have some featured interviews on the floor.
So you'll have a very busy schedule, basically from early this morning, like Carl, until what, 11 something tonight?
Yeah, something like that.
Oh my gosh,
it's a couple of days that I've been doing it for, man, over 20 years now. I was the sideline reporter for a long time, and I think this is my fourth or fifth year. It started my first one was like during COVID. And that tournament got canceled, and then the next year I hosted. So this is my fourth year, I guess. I don't know, whatever. But yeah, it's a long day. So we'll get over there around 10, kind of, you know, get everything figured out. We go on the air at noon, and there are four games, and we wrap up around 11.
Is there any Cardinals news coming out today that you know of?
Yeah, Jordan Walker is okay. He's got a sore knee, but at least he doesn't need surgery or anything. It was such a weird thing that happened on Tuesday. He made a catch out in the outfield, and then he's like, and his left knee kind of wrenched on him. He stepped on a sprinkler head.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
That sounds painful.
And it's just, first of all, you would say, well, why are there sprinkler heads in the outfield of a game where you have million-dollar athletes out there? Well, most of these minor league, that's how they water the grass. So they have automatic, you know, they don't, like, drag a hose out there. But I'm surprised, you know, it's just one of those weird things that happen. No, they're all grass.
Oh.
Just one of those weird things that happen. So it's unfortunate. But that's what happened to Jordan Walker yesterday. That was the big news of the Cardinals, who lost their game to the Astros. But results in the Grapefruit League don't matter. This is all about just getting work. The word training in spring training is very important.
I was just looking over your shoulder there. I apologize. We got to Channel 4 pulled up on the screen this morning, and I heard them tease some big Cardinals announcement today, and I couldn't figure out what it was. And apparently they're going to air some of the baseball games on their new sports channel.
Matrix Midwest. Yeah, yeah, they'll do a couple of over-the-airs, I guess, is what they're going to announce.
Sounds like it. It looks like they just announced.
They have Saturday's Blues game, too.
And I saw this, so I don't know much about this, but the trade deadline's coming up for the Blues, right? So it's Friday. Okay, is there any more talk of what could happen?
The Blues are in this race, so I'm buying. I'm going, trying to find a piece that can make me better. Blues are a point out of the playoff race, and the way they're playing with the hottest goaltender on the planet, I'm on it. I'm pro Blues right now. Let's go. They won a nice game last night. Robert Thomas is on fire, 11 game point streak. Good hockey team. If they're feeling good, I'm not slowing it down now. They feel like they can win this this playoff spot. So go get it.
Do you have 30 seconds before you have to go?
You guys, of course.
Well, I'll be fast. You're a proud Indiana Hoosier.
Yes.
We were talking about how in Missouri they use it as a derogatory term. Have you heard
just in
that?
St. Louis. No, that's a St. Louis thing.
Just a St. Louis. You're saying not even Missouri.
No, that's a St. Louis thing. Yeah, that's a St. Louis. That guy's a Hoosier. I'm like, really? You went to IU?
You're so proud to hear that.
That's what I thought when I moved here.
I lived in McNutt. Where did you live?
Not that kind of Hoosier.
It's the St. Louis slang.
But Tom's from here, so he
knows. I'm from here.
Before you went to Indiana, had you heard that term?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I'd come back, you know, with a shirt that says Hoosier on it.
You must live in South County,
dude.
Apparently, so they say it's toward people in South City or South County. I've never heard that. It's anyone, anywhere.
St. Louis slang. We got a lot of them, don't we?
Absolutely. Yes, we do.
Yes, we do.
Tom, thank you.
All right.
Good luck on the tournament this week.
You. Yep,
you bet.
You.
Yes, you bet.
Food's good.
Yep, the food is good. Carl's looking forward to the food.
Do you
food.
Get to eat some of that? For free?
Yes.
Yeah, between games, they'll let him loose and he'll get
between
to
sessions, not between games.
Well, they had some NCAA tournament games here a few years ago. I got to go down there and get a press pass, and
it
was fun.
Nice.
Yeah.
I worked that, too.
Yeah.
What don't you work, Carl?
City.
That's
Thank
about
you for
it.
Coming up with an answer.
No, they don't play music during the games. They have the people chanting, as Mark heard.
Exactly.
For 90 minutes.
And then it ends up the score 0-0.
Get more at 971talk.com.